Let's talk about war theater. China ran simulations back in 2023, looking at how it might be possible to sink aircraft carriers, specifically because the U.S. has currently 11 operational aircraft carriers, representing more aircraft carriers than all the other nations combined. And the aircraft carrier has been the primary method by which the U.S. military has projected force around the world. This has enabled the U.S. to function as an imperial nation to enforce essentially its dollar hegemony. If you tried to sell oil in something other than dollars, guess what? You got bombed. You got bombed from bombers on planes that were launched from aircraft carriers, among other things. And if you don't believe me, just ask Gaddafi. Oh, wait, he's dead. Ask the people of Libya, ask the people of Iraq, you know, on and on. So many examples. The aircraft carrier has been the main vehicle of projection of power. Well, China found out that they can sink a U.S. aircraft carrier using just 24 hypersonic missiles. That's all it takes. Now, hypersonic missiles, of course, by definition, move faster than the speed of sound. And China has hypersonic missiles that actually move at something greater than Mach 9, so more than 9 times the speed of sound. Russia, it's rumored that Russia has hypersonics that travel up to Mach 18, you know, double than Mach 9. It seems incredible. We don't know the exact numbers, but there are rumors. Nevertheless, a modern aircraft carrier has, of course, defenses, and it has other ships with it that have defenses, but none of those defenses can stop 24 hypersonic missiles, especially moving at Mach 9. And those hypersonic missiles don't even need to be nuclear in terms of their warheads. They can just be kinetic warheads. So essentially, China is talking about a swarm of hypersonic missiles with traditional kinetic warheads that could overwhelm the defenses of an aircraft carrier and its surrounding defensive shield ships, and then sink the carrier. Now, again, the U.S. has 11 carriers. I don't know how many are in the Pacific, you know, the far Pacific waters right now. I think a couple of them are in the Mediterranean or near the Red Sea at the moment because of the situation with Israel. Anyway, there's public sites where you can track their current locations. But China, if it wants to initiate a war with America, China realizes that naval power is America's key asset for defending Taiwan and for, you know, harassing China. So the very first thing China would do would be to sink U.S. aircraft carriers. It turns out that's not very difficult. Again, just takes a couple of dozen hypersonic missiles. Now, the U.S. has zero hypersonic missiles that are functional. It abandoned its hypersonic missile program. We reported that last year. There are efforts underway to try to relaunch a hypersonic development program in the U.S. military. But of course, since the military is woke, they won't hire competent engineers to engage in that. They will have a bunch of woke people, just woke idiots who don't know engineering or math or design because they floated through college just based on their wokeness or being a transgender or being the right skin color or being a Native American or whatever they claimed. Then they didn't have to actually perform, you know, as a student. They didn't have to pass any tests. They didn't have to do any math. So those are the engineers now in the woke military, and that's why U.S. missiles don't work. It's also why U.S. nuclear missiles very likely don't work either, which is a whole different story. But the U.S. doesn't have hypersonic missiles. Russia and China do, and Russia has been using them very effectively, by the way, in its war with Ukraine. And those are the Kinzhal missiles that Russia has been using, and they have found their targets many times over. Now, there was a time when the U.S. aircraft carrier was impenetrable. It was sort of like the floating version of an armored knight, you know, back in the 15th century or whenever. But today, it's very different. It's vulnerable. It's not immune to being taken down. And this is one reason why the U.S. is pulling aircraft carriers out of areas where it is likely to be targeted. and potentially damaged or destroyed. For example, Hezbollah also has anti-ship missiles. Now, I have no question that the U.S. Navy can handle, you know, Hezbollah attacks on ships, and it could probably defend itself against missile attacks by the Yemen, Houthi rebels there in Yemen. But there are rumors that even in Yemen, the rebels may have been able to obtain hypersonic missiles, maybe just one, maybe a couple, and that's probably not enough to take down a U.S. aircraft carrier, but it presents a risk. And the thing about aircraft carriers, and frankly the entire U.S. Navy, is that it's military theater. It's designed to create the impression of an undefeatable force, just overwhelming force. We're going to sail this aircraft carrier right by your shoreline, and we're going to intimidate you with this. We're going to do whatever we want. But the minute one aircraft carrier is destroyed, well, that facade vanishes. The theater collapses. And then you're left with a global realization that the U.S. Navy can be defeated. And that's the scenario that the U.S. is desperately trying to avoid. So they're going to use aircraft carriers and destroyers and other ships in a way to try to intimidate as many parties as possible without actually entering any conflict. Because the minute they enter actual conflict, you know, for example, if an aircraft carrier is within missile striking range of Iran, well, Iran can probably overwhelm an aircraft carrier and sink it. China certainly can. Russia absolutely can with its hypersonics. So the U.S. is trying to avoid that in order to avoid the collapse of the fear factor. You know, if you think about it, the U.S. empire exerts its power through fear. It's intimidation to run around the world as a bully and say, do what we say or else we'll bomb you or we'll assassinate you or we'll start a revolution, you know, with the CIA. Or we'll sanction you with our all-powerful dollars. But all of those tactics are beginning to fail. For example, Russia was heavily sanctioned. Russia was cut off from the Western SWIFT financial system. And Western banks stole as much as $300 billion of Russian assets that were held in dollars mostly, and euros to some extent, in European banks. Well, what's the message to Russia now, since Russia wasn't destroyed by that? Russia only became stronger, and Russia will never trust Western banks again. Russia will never buy euros or dollars ever again. And neither will about 100 other countries around the world that watched all of this and realized that Western banks are dishonest, that if you deposit assets in Western banks or central banks, they will just steal it if they don't like what you're doing. And these are all weapons of the imperial force, you know, the empire, the U.S. empire. It's, hey, we're going to bomb you. We're going to intimidate you with our naval vessels. We're going to fly drones over your airspace. You know, we're going to surveil you with our satellites. We're going to sanction you with our dollars. And we're going to use propaganda and censorship in order to you know, coerce you to get what we want. But again, all of those methods are beginning to fail. So drone warfare and hypersonic missile warfare changes everything. It makes aircraft carriers and most naval vessels utterly obsolete. A typical U.S. aircraft carrier has about 5,000 sailors. It's also nuclear powered. There are dual redundant nuclear power plants on each aircraft carrier so that it doesn't have to refuel. You know, for 25 years, by the way, that's how long the nuke fuel lasts. So it can just churn around the oceans for 25 years, as long as they can get food and spare parts and grease and whatever, ammunition. Then they can just tour the world's oceans. And that's why these aircraft carriers cost billions of dollars to build, by the way. Very expensive pieces of machinery. Well, drone warfare and hypersonic missile warfare makes all of that obsolete, and Russia has proved this on land by using drones and also the glide bombs to great effect in its war with Ukraine. And Russia is proving that tanks are largely obsolete, because a $10 million tank can be taken out by a much lower cost drone, maybe a $100,000 drone. I don't know what they cost exactly. I'm talking about like the Lancet 3 drones that Russia produces. They're not nearly as expensive as a tank. And they're a lot more mobile. And with AI programming and visual recognition and all kinds of interesting algorithms, they can be programmed to engage in swarm behavior, and they can swarm a vehicle's defenses, and they can come in at different angles, all coordinating simultaneous arrival. Now, Russia's investing in more drone technology and more drone manufacturing capacity, while China is, of course, ramping up its manufacturing of hypersonic missiles, as well as its own drones. China's the leader in drones worldwide, at least in sort of prosumer drones. But Russia is also a leader in robotic AI land-based autonomous military vehicles. And a few months ago, it demonstrated little, I don't know what you call them, like mini tanks that are all AI driven, and they can choose targets, they can destroy targets, they can move and maneuver, and they do all of this on their own, even without communication from the outside. And of course, China is working on humanoid robots, and they're building massive humanoid robot factories to be able to churn out over a million humanoid robots every year. And those robots, as power systems get upgraded and AI systems get upgraded, they will be able to do things like carry rocket launchers, carry grenades, carry rifles, carry sighting systems, or just carry, you know, cargo, baggage, like carry stuff for the soldiers to give the soldiers improved range and endurance. So you're going to see AI systems on the battlefield. Now, where is the U.S. on AI systems? The U.S. is behind China, for sure, and very likely behind Russia. And why? Same reason I mentioned before. Because U.S. corporations are woke. They're all being engineered by woketards. And that is the appropriate term in this case. Woketards are people who are incompetent, but they're woke, and they're chosen for their positions because of their wokeness. And since they're the ones that are given all the top jobs now, running the projects, designing the missiles, you know, building systems, running logistics, you name it, all those systems will fail in the West because, you know, get woke, go broke. When you're woke, your stuff doesn't work. Russia's not woke, China's not woke. And China has eclipsed America's capabilities in manufacturing, in AI, in the sciences, in physics, in almost every area that you can imagine. They're just dwarfing the U.S. And Russia has very capable, highly intelligent engineers, mechanical engineers, aeronautical engineers, physics experts, you know, rocketry, propellant, nuclear engineers, you name it. And they put all that together to make nuclear-powered cruise missiles that can just fly around for actual months, just flying around for months at high altitude, waiting to be given orders of which target to strike. Loitering cruise missiles. Russia's got that technology because they're powered by an onboard nuclear engine that somehow achieves propulsion. I'm not even sure how that works, but they've got it. So to summarize, the U.S. dollar currency is about to become obsolete. The U.S. war machine is already largely obsolete. U.S. industry has all but collapsed, can't really output much of anything. U.S. elections are a rigged joke. The U.S. court system is a joke. It's a clown show of corruption. I mean, look at what they're doing to Trump right now. and the J6 protesters and so on. The U.S. is collapsing. Western Europe is collapsing. Canada is collapsing in different ways. While the future of the world belongs to China and Russia and Iran and India, and it's abundantly obvious. This isn't an opinion. This is just the way It is. You know, empires rise and fall. The U.S. empire is in its falling, waning stage. This is it. It was dominant after World War II for generations. It ruled the world and it ruled the high seas. Those days are done. And you're watching the fall of the U.S. empire, which is what makes the U.S. empire so dangerous and so desperate. Because nobody wants to, you know, just fall and lose power. So they're going to try to hold on to power in any way they can. The future belongs to China, Russia, India, and Iran, and other countries, BRICS nations, basically, who choose to participate in an honest money system. They're going to experience all kinds of abundance, through trade, through wealth preservation, through domestic investment in their own industries, their own technologies, and their own businesses. In the U.S., it's almost impossible to run a business because of the high taxation, the high regulation, and being selectively targeted by the government with IRS audits or regulatory action by the EPA or, you know, shutdowns from pandemic lockdowns, whatever. It's almost impossible to run a business in the US. And Europe, it's even worse. And that's why Europe is shutting down. That's why Germany is collapsing. That's why the economy of France is in a state of collapse. And the economy of the UK, it's in a state of collapse. So the military theater is only going to work for a little bit longer. The day is coming, mark my words, when U.S. aircraft carriers begin to be destroyed. And I mean completely destroyed, sinking to the bottom of the ocean, taking 5,000 souls with them, because that's how many people there are on the aircraft carriers. And once the carriers start sinking, well, then it's over for the projection of U.S. power around the world. At that point, the U.S. only has its a bunch of threats, a bunch of PR, a bunch of empty talk, and dollar weaponization. But the BRICS nations are already building their alternative to the dollar. Anyway, they're not going to be using dollars. They have their own parallel system. And a year from now, that parallel system will be up and running and expanding its reach quite dramatically. So the U.S. is going to end up isolated from the world, where most of the world will reject the U.S., just like most of the world right now. If you look at a U.N. vote on recognizing the nation state of Palestine, by the way, virtually the entire world votes to recognize Palestine, but not the U.S., not the U.K. You know, the Western nations are all allied against a free Palestine because they're trying to cling to power. The whole world is done with the U.S., done with the terror nations of the West, which includes Israel, the U.S., the U.K. I mean, the U.K. has been a terrorist regime for centuries. And the U.S. has been a terror regime for, well, since post-World War II. And Israel's been a terror regime since 47, 48, the Nakba. And The tools of terror by these nations are running out. I mean, Australia, New Zealand, they're terror regimes against their own people. Same thing with Canada. But it's all running out. The future doesn't belong to the West. And so what's the upshot of this? Well, plan accordingly. If you're holding dollars, when it all comes down, you'll lose virtually all value of those dollars. You'll lose everything. Look at gold and silver. Our sponsor in that space is the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. You can reach them at metalswithmike.com. Or if you want gold backs, which are highly divisible, gold, well, they're shaped like bills. They're not currency. They're just a different form of gold that's divisible. You can get 1,000th of an ounce of gold in a gold back or different denominations. Check out verifiedgoldbacks.com. That's our affiliate site, where we put our lab testing results, because we've melted these down and tested them in our lab, and they contain legit 24 karat gold and a little bit over the claimed amount of gold, by the way. So giving you a little bit extra. So check that out, verifiedgoldbacks.com, or go to metalswithmike.com. Thank you for listening. Be prepared for big changes. They're coming. Take care. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors, some of these are free. I'm going to give you some free tools here as well.
First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency. And then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill. And that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing, and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the Iosat iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the Iosat product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called shieldarms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags and you can get these Grip Chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to Brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's Brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel, incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, this is, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with. And then we've got some other really amazing. This is, oh, that's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you can check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like Brighteon.ai or Brighteon.io, or you can use Brighteon Social or just Brighteon.com. And then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. And look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive because your dollar is worth less and less. Meanwhile, gold is absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, let me just bring up where gold is right now. 2384. Show my screen. I want to show the trend here. If you look at gold prices here, just over, what does that go back to? Like the end of October last year, gold was $1,837. Now it's almost $2,400. Look at that rise right there. Gold is skyrocketing in dollars because dollars are losing value. So people who are smart, who want to maintain their value of gold and silver, well, that's, it's doing exactly what it's designed to do, to hold value. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like US Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discrete, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now, because the world's becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brighttown.io platform. But together, we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system. And it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of HealthRangerStore.com, as well as Brighteon.com. Take care.